You know, these things gotta be done, huh, Matt? You seem all set to go, Matty Matt. Be annoying. Great. Oh. I'm gonna go ahead and water your plants. If I may.
Oh, you didn't use the
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know anything. Yes, ma'am, I know, but I'm more worried about the fact that these are gonna be dead by the time I get back to them. Sorry. Dear, sorry, don't mean to be rude. Just trying to make sure we don't have just total. It goes badly. You know, there's a spigot outside that's really good for that. A lot easier to work with, but I'm here to serve. It's cool. I think they've already died.
no way you can. Going to grow it out.
Well, at a certain point, it just is too far gone. I'm sorry. I love you very much. I apologize.
Oh, I'm scared.
Oh, you got some over there too. Good. Yeah, I don't understand these planters exactly. Okay.
This dying.
Okay, I've already done those twice over. So I don't think you should worry about that one. Maybe. We're going to get to the point where we just drown them. Okay. I think that's probably a pretty good thing. I'm sorry.
Alright.
Trickiness. Tricky, tricky, tricky. Yeah, man. That cat been in some grass or something. Can't tell that we did anything to the front door, which is kind of getting away, I guess. Hello. Well, you know, these are tricky things. Well, everybody's decided that Will Lampkins is going to be the new manager. Oh yeah, we We rib him about it all the time. Oh, I don't know. I don't know what he thinks of it. He hasn't really said. But it's kind of interesting because Justin had Will's job once upon a time. He was, before he took the manager's job, he was the junior. He was the junior application programmer. That was his thing. So, he had an actual, his bachelor's was in business administration. His. I'm still technically the most qualified just by education, but yeah, I said, I don't think I would be the right person at all. I don't think they permit themselves to give that much thought. You know? It just doesn't enter their thought pattern particularly. That and the fact that it doesn't matter. You know, there's so many people who work for Eastern far beyond retirement, you know. That it really ends up being kind of a, you know, it's just not. I don't think it's wrong with life. Clark would be unhappy with me. I don't think I'd be very happy. But then again, when am I ever happy? So that's not really a big consideration either. Jeremy had something really, his biggest thing was, he said, if you Lucy wanted us to be manager. I said, here's the problem. He says, you probably wouldn't get somebody to replace us in our position. This would just be a more added crap to add to our plate. Beyond trying to make everything do. And he says, yeah. I said, that's why none of the threes are appropriate. Because you wouldn't find anybody that would do our current jobs. You'd just expect us to do both. And it's like, not interested. Yeah, says, and the chances are that the pay wouldn't really be any better. Which is untrue, I think. I think Justin makes about, I think he makes not quite 90. But, you know, they would say, well, you're just starting out, so it's only going to be, you know, so much. It's like, no point. 70. It's like I'm practically making 70 now. You're not giving me a lot of incentive to do this. It says I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to sit here to act like I'm sitting here. Or whatever, you know. I don't know. So many things are up in the air. I guess it really doesn't matter. We shouldn't think about it too much. But yeah, we've been bugging Will about it. Saying, yeah, Will should be the next manager. He rarely gets to work before 9. It's like, why is anybody giving him crap about that? And it's like, oh, okay, well. And then you kind of think back and you go, remember, we're all salaried people, but they treat us like we're hourly. And you go, the big, most important thing is to accept all the perks of being a salaried person and not, you know, and not, and just not talk about it, you know. We don't, the biggest thing is don't cause too many waves, because, yeah, the group is smart enough to say, wait a minute, for every action, there's a weird reaction, half of it is stuff you don't want. And so, what do? Don't react to it. Just let it slide. Let it roll. Don't get weird. It's like certain groups about their quote rights, and you go, dude, don't ever invoke rights. That will always backfire on you. Just don't. Be grateful for what you got. Good morning. The government restrains itself because of your perceived rights. Be grateful. Because under normal circumstances, they wouldn't feel any restraint at all. Everything's open season. If you can get 50.1% of the electorate to go along with something, it just happens. Even if it's shooting every third person, as long as you can get a slim majority to go for it, it'll happen. Just be glad you're in a country where at least something's written down somewhere that says they can't just do that. But yeah, don't. You know, you have a right to plead the fifth, right? You're not supposed to, you don't have to incriminate yourself in court. But they go, it's a silly right. Because when it comes down to it, if you do plead the fifth, everybody just says you're guilty. You know, it was supposed to say that you could do that in order to protect your innocence. And you go, all it does is be the final nail in your coffin. That's all.
It's beautiful.
You actually have better chances perjuring yourself, lying, and hoping for the best. That usually goes there to plead the fifth. Almost nobody pleads the fifth. Because that's an admission of guilt. It is every single time it's used.
You might be protecting somebody else.
It doesn't matter how you feel about it. It matters what the jury thinks about it. And every jury says if he pleads the fifth, it's because he's hiding something that he doesn't want to talk about. So, therefore, he's guilty. Only guilty people hide things. So it's like, it's a worthless right. You can do it. Nobody's going to stop you. But it doesn't mean it's going to ever go into favor. So, yeah. It's like those things. You can plead with your rights all the time. I have a right to free speech, and you go, it's not going to do any good. they're still going to hit you. Like everything else, if somebody's out to get you for some reason, there's a thousand ways to do it, and the Constitution's not going to do anything to prevent that from happening. That's okay, you know, it's just life, and you just go, well, whatever. If I'm, you know, it's like all these politicians, I didn't do that. And you go, it doesn't even really matter if you did or not. The accusation is all that's needed. You're in a position of power, you know, a good number of people want to get you just by principle, you know? Oh, like powerful people, yeah. And you go, Trump isn't really all that powerful, particularly. He's done such a wonderful job of saying how terrible he's going to be that most people think he's that terrible. And you go, based on what? On what have you said? Oh, because he's a misogynistic pig. And you go, okay, give us an example of that. Well, he said this once upon a time. And you go, that was a fabricated story, as far as I recall. And if it was based on something true, it was taken out of context horribly. And you go, got any more evidence? It says, you don't. You just listen to the voices in your head, in the TV, telling you what to think. And you kind of get a kick out of it. So, you're on board. You know, that's not just... I mean, it's funny because it is. It's almost a Trump thing. This has never been done before. You know, it's unprecedented. And you go, I think we have an idea about why it's happening. You know, it's not because Trump is a particularly awful person. Most presidents are awful people. They just spent a whole career hiding their awfulness. But it's the big thing. It says he's not a member of the club. And that's what makes him mad the most. The Republicans kind of, you know, keep it under wraps, you know. They will occasionally say something bad about him, but not very often because, you know, he's, quote, the leader of their party, which is a bunch of garbage. No, he's not. And they said so. Democrats feel really threatened because they don't know what he's going to do. He's not somebody with whom they have engaged in the secret handshake and the winking parties and you have a long track record of proving to us that you're one of us and not something else. It says, and that's why they're so venomous determined to get rid of him. It was because of that stuff. It is. That's why when your kid, you know, says in the fifth grade that he wants to grow up to be president of the United States, you usually beat him for it. Because you say, I know what kind of a person you're going to have to become to accomplish that, you old son. I won't have it. I want honorable children, not a bunch of snakes. Good night. You know? Come on. So. But yeah. Rights are garbage, stuff like that. So when people say, well, you're a salaried employee, you don't have to show up at work at a specific time. And you go, that's technically true. It says, but we're playing a game, can I be honest? And the game is that the work we do is actually hourly work. We're supposed to come in a specific time, work a certain number of hours, and then we're supposed to stop because we're technicians. We go, however, the university can't afford to actually pay by the hour because then there's overtime, there's all that other stuff, and I'm sorry, our jobs are too vital and must be done at weird times. So, they basically finagled a way not to make it a problem, you know? Is it basically illegal? Yes, it's basically illegal. If somebody came through and looked at the place, which is why Eastern does not invite those audit groups that come through and look at all your jobs and make sure that everything's properly aligned, everybody's getting paid about what they should be paid and stuff like that, Eastern refuses to do it because it would be the end of the university. So, they take advantage of the fact that when you're on a salary, it doesn't matter how much you work, you get paid the same, right? Turns us into a fixed cost, which they require just for survival. So, what that means is, hey, if Will comes in at 9:30, if you've got to go out and get your dog groomed in the middle of the freaking day, nobody can give you crap about it. Why? Because we're playing this weird game of, we're not going to get weird about this. As long as it doesn't get egregious and make other people resentful, that's really what it comes down to. And so we play this interesting game. Bark rarely talks to me because I've brought it up once or twice. Now normally, under normal circumstances, you would put pressure on people to talk like that and say, well, you know, we can always get rid of you. I'm going, no you can't, I'm a state employee. I would have to do something egregious. Saying something doesn't qualify as egregious. And how would you replace? Right, yes. It's just the whole it being insubordinate thing. But you can do a certain amount of it. That's why those guys got away with it for as long as they did, because to a certain extent you can be quite a bit that way, because you know that you're kind of playing a game. It's all a little game. They just went too far. And it was obvious, and it was a document. You know, this. You know, it's still tied to the courts. He's probably still going to win and get a huge windfall out of it. You know? All I have to say is, well, technically hourly work. You're telling me when I'm supposed to be here. You're telling me when I'm supposed to take care of tickets. You're telling me that I'm supposed to do this, I'm supposed to do that. But you want the absolute option to have me come in at 10 o'clock at night and work for, you know, 48 hours straight. And it doesn't cost you a penny. You know? You'll make up for it somewhere. And said, that's fine. I understand that. And you go, but also, I've got another thing over you. Number one, I'm incredibly hard to replace. And number two, I've already left once. You know I can leave. And you know that I'll get paid better someplace else. So you have absolutely no threat over me. This is my life will get demonstrably better if I leave. So the only thing, since it's really easy, the only thing keeping me here is the fact that my wife wants to make sure we get a pension. I do too. You know. But she wants that state pension. So then, can I be honest? The way things are going, I'm not sure that's going to be there. So it's becoming a less interesting thing that I can go off. I can do consulting and probably double my income almost immediately. That would more than make up for loss of attention. Except I have to retire at some point. Anyway, so yeah, it's like that. It says I can work someplace else until I'm 65. And when I'm 65, I've got much more than 5 years in. Guess what? I get my pension anyway, if it's still there. And you go, 12. Yeah, I know. And you're going, Jason, I'm going to be 70. And you go, close. No, you'll be 71. Medicaid doesn't kick up until... I'm sorry, you're listening to...
You're listening to
it,
huh?
Yeah? Well, then what difference is it?
Yeah.
Everything's going to fall apart long before I ever get to that point. Great for the kiddies, right? The whole world changes. Who knows what it's going to look like. A terrestrial world? We can't even conceive of it. For all I know, there's no work to be done. At least not that kind of work. Of course, you have to qualify for a terrestrial existence, right? The people that don't, they'll be dead. That's kind of how it works. I think. What it was. I think we look at it that way is amazing. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that I always compare the Garden of Eden to a Terry world. Because they had to be given a choice. They hadn't sinned yet, so the way you get to a Terry world is by sinning. Which is how we got introduced here. Yeah. Telly, you make a conscious effort to get yourself there. Terry is kind of neither good nor bad. You know. Mostly you didn't break the rules that get you sent to the celestial kingdom. Which means that you're a decent person and you tend to keep the rules. And the celestial is the other way. You actively have to work. You actively have to do something beyond just being decent. You know? To get there. But, surprisingly, not very much. Now, godhood, well, that's just straight out of the park. That's for a whole nother class of people, of which there will be very few. So, yeah. So, our big thing now is to live a Terry life. It should be the goal of many, many people. If they want to continue on this world. Anyway, yeah, so it's like, okay, so I don't think Clark really wants to have much to do with me at all, so do I think I'm going to be the next manager? I said, now if I apply for it, I think he's going to have to give some pretty wild justifications why he didn't choose me. Maybe. Because he can't say, well, I just don't like him. Well, I don't know how to manage him because he is. He's a terrible wild card. I said, and he does what he pretty much wants to do. And everybody just kind of goes, okay. And you go, you know, I kind of like that a little bit. Because I'm perfectly happy getting some feedback. I don't know if I'm perfectly happy, but that's okay. Oh, I really think at some point I said, here's the biggest thing. I said, I know how you'll make sure that I don't get the job is that you'll insist that I have to live within, you know, half an hour of the palace. And you're going, I'm not going to do that. Because that's just not interesting to me anymore. So, there's definitely a way that isn't going to be too hard to make sure that I don't get the job. And that's fine, because you go, I really don't think I would be happy. I don't think you'd be happy. I think I'd make your life miserable. I wouldn't really do what you said, probably. You know, but you control the money, so that's easy. You will tend to get your way because you won't get me my equipment if I don't do what you say. But we'll be constantly holding each other hostage. That's not good. That's not right. Says, I don't feel like I'm holding you hostage now, because I could. Says, but I don't. You go, but yeah. I said, the one thing that's keeping me here is the fact that I'm working a pension. I said, if I could find a way to get my pension someplace else, I might go for that, especially if they're going to pay me more. But I know every level above me is political. You know, you have to play political games. He says, and I hate political games. I wouldn't last very long. Because I don't. It's like, I'll give him what he wants. Bunch of children.
I want this, 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 I want this.
You go, you know what? Because I don't appreciate just having to fight my children. Have to start at the bottom, you know. All of my seniority gets flushed right down the toilet, you know. Oh, now you're back on probation, and you're going, great, I'm a probation manager. That means you can just decide not to continue my employment here. I said, no, that's too much of a risk to take at this point in my job. Says, yeah, and I guarantee you that he's not going to like me. Yeah, he can always find another manager to take the blame. So it's like, no, I'd rather sit pat. I know you can try to trick me into doing it for more money, but I'll only get that more money for a few months until you decide I'm inappropriate for the job. And then I'm out, yeah. And you go, that's not the end that I was hoping for. No, it doesn't sound interesting to me either. So it's like, okay, says no, I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do any of that crap. If it requires me to get re-evaluated or it says yeah, says I'm not very excited about getting evaluated by Clark particularly. You go, so now it really is only two different ways. Either stay right where I am, do what I'm doing, makes me crazy, but you know, at this point, I'm not really very excited about that either. This is not the right time of life. Man. You know, it was okay 5 years ago when I started doing this garbage. Or, what was it, 8 years ago? I forget. Anyway, seven. It was 7 years ago. What about now? 7 years ago, 2013 in May, the 1st of May, I took the job at Eastern and got out of New Mexico State. Anyway, so I'm yeah. And I quit. That's right. I was at Eastern. I was at Eastern when we had to go do all this. Yeah, that's right. I forget. Yeah, we moved to Taos. And then we figured out that wasn't going to last. It was already not working. Yeah. That was an eight months of fun and excitement, wasn't it? Followed by another 4 or 5 months of moving a few more times. Nope. I'm not playing that game anymore. Because I'll do other things. I'll find something else to do with my angst and my, you know, feelings of you could do better than this, man.
Pick it up all day long.
You want to put it in my pocket? There. 2 pennies? Oh my gosh, I didn't remember the first one. I got them. Good luck for us, LJ. That's all I gotta tell you. Good luck for us. Oh, so yeah, no. Every time I think about doing something else, I always just say, nope, not interesting. So we'll just do what we're doing now, and we'll figure out what else to do. They want one of our posts? I give them one of our posts, because I don't need them. I'm just waiting for the good chance to bring up Odyssey. Hey! Yeah. Or whatever they're called. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not going home. Yeah, I'm kind of waiting for that to come together, because frankly, this thing isn't going to do anything. Trust me, it's considered a weed. As soon as I do something intentional with it, then it stops working, because that's just the way life is. Yeah. Don't produce. Well, I know autumn berry won't work here either, as usual, because it's destitution carry carrot. Around here, you get fruit every fourth or fifth year. Otherwise, you get nothing. And it's like, okay. Constantine do pretty good with the effort. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We got a vehicle, Matt. We're going. going this way? Okay, that's right. Mom ran into a dog once somewhere. That's okay. Easy. Easy to be avoided. I have no idea. Plenty of empty houses. So, you okay? Oh man. She's going for the trifecta here, man. The luck trifecta. So anyway, yeah. Plus, I love you, Lee. I think this is a pretty good situation for you. I'm not scaring you too much. I know I scare you a little. I always do that. I apologize. Yeah.
Every day, want to get out and walk. Paint.
Absolutely. Hey, Lee, they've got a ladder. I don't think that. Well, no. I don't know. No, it doesn't mean they're going to do anything. That's okay. Okay. There are they? Look at that. They did it, Lee. Good job, guys. Alright. That's darn hard to get to. I know that. Sure. Anyway, so. Good. They're fixing up the house. That means they're going to hang on to it, right? My primary concern was, even though they talked to his mom and they kept paying the money, when a person isn't really maintaining the house in a situation that feels like rent or leasing, which our place kind of feels like, that they can just that sometimes signals that people are looking at their options. So now if they're working on it, I know if they're spending a little money on it, and they go, good. It's because that means they have an intention of hanging on to it. And they go, good. That means they will continue to pay me. Now it's all over. Socking all that money away. Oh, yeah. It's going to be good. Off of that little situation over there, my taxes will get a lot more simple, and I won't have to pay a couple of hundred bucks every year to have my taxes done. I can go back to the free one. Because I like simple living, you know? I don't like all the complications. I think it can be. they try to say? Did God suck you down? Well, I think I get to run the tax scheme now, don't I? I don't mind dealing with things. I don't like them being externally applied very much, you know. And so far, my God isn't acting like he's externally applying a lot of garbage. You know? I don't feel like I'm disqualifying myself by saying I enjoy simplicity. That means all the angels have to go around and go, man, you gotta make the boss's life simple. If it's not simple, he's gonna make changes. It says, and there's one thing that he will tell you time and time again. If you want things to go your way, make sure you're the person making the changes. Don't wait until somebody else has to make the changes. Because then they'll just force something and you probably won't like it. This is a really easy concept, man. Like being my angels, they'll say, yeah, I get lots of latitude. So the biggest thing is, just gotta keep the boss happy. He says, our boss, he's easy. If he wants something, he goes and gets it. He doesn't tell other people to do it for him. They go, oh man. Did we luck into a good situation here? And you go, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Of course, if you don't want to be here, fine. Transfers are always appropriate. I'll send you to someplace else. Somebody else, a little more autocratic than I am. I'm not one to think that just because our God behaves a certain way doesn't mean that other gods behave different ways. I don't think being a god is a straitjacket. Otherwise, who'd want to do it? There are no caretaker gods, there are no things like that. It doesn't exist. Although I think it may run like Downton Abbey, I don't think Lord Grantham's job is going to exist in the eternities, where he just goes, I'm just trying not to look like an idiot compared to my wonderful predecessors, and you go, oh, give me a break. This is a great part about not just being born into the job. It says, if you're here, it's because you've got the attributes. The basic attributes are there, or you wouldn't even be standing here. So yeah. You go, now it's mostly learning how to do stuff. I don't know. World's outnumber? I'm not even sure you're interested in that. I mean, I want a little place, you know. I'm not ostentatious. Not saying it's you, our Father. You know? You've got your opens for wanting numberless worlds, numberless children. So that's great. I'm glad for you. Good for you. Says, but me? I don't know. We had kind of an interesting run of kids, can I be honest? Fantastic! Kind of figured that's what it was. Anyway. No, I would have to say that when it comes down to the gods and all that good stuff, I imagine they're going to have their own personalities and their own stuff. Don't look. You're not going to be mad at me. So just don't look that way. That's a dangerous place. Best keep your blinders on. It works out that way. There's a big dog. And the guy could hold on to the leash, and the dog was... He had the leash on, but he wasn't attached to anything, and it was kind of coming in our direction. So I told Lisa not to look. Sounds like she's saying, always trying to work in your favor, Lee. Make sure you're okay. I would have done something about the dog. I had no idea what I was going to do about the dog, but I would have done something. Not the first time a big dog has bit me. Yeah. So I figure that there are all kinds of... Yeah. But I don't think we lose our individuality over it. You know? Kinds of different families, right? I mean, you can sit there and say, oh no, the most important thing is to have a cute, you know, ensign family, yada yada yada, all this, and you're going, I'm sure you had to doll them up quite a bit to make them look like that, but that's okay, you know. And the church got out of that business after a while. Because they said, it became this weird thing. Unless you look like them, and are interested in huge family reunions, and eating a lot of green jello with carrot slices in it, this is, you know, this isn't the religion for you, type of thing. They've been fighting hard on that one. Well, they did for a while. I think they mostly stopped. Because it's not about meeting some stereotype, right? God is the stereotype. Like I said, I don't know what his brother, the God next door, I don't know how he conducts himself. I don't know how he, you know, how he does things. I know he probably has to keep certain rules to retain his power, because that's, I think, how you get the power, is that you behave in a certain kind of way. It isn't just a matter of knowing how to do stuff, it's being something. But within that, I think there's a crapper load of latitude. For all I know, the guy next door is like freaking Superman. Every time something goes bad, he swoops in and fixes it. Every time something goes good, the light bulb goes bing on top of your head and you get a blessing. And for all I know, our God is considered to be kind of a slow-moving rationalizer, like I get accused of. You're not very active. You go, nope, not very active. You should be. Says, no, I'm not. Well, then you're not a good person. You go, yeah, not a good person. Sorry. But when I tell you you're not a good person, you're supposed to shape up and try to become a good person. And you go, I get to determine what I'm going to do and what's interesting to me. Says, and I think I'm on course, which is the criteria, is that you're on course. No matter how fast you're doing it, doesn't matter how many puppies that you save from burning buildings, doesn't matter. If I'm on the road to exaltation, doesn't matter if it takes a billion years to get there, it doesn't matter. I'm on the road to exaltation. And you guys can say, I'll add a whole bunch of extra rules, just like a good Pharisee, and say that if I don't keep these new added rules, there's new added punishments, and you go, I don't think so. Kind of what I say to those students that go through my excuse for a class. You know, I said, you can get a straight A in here, and you can lie, cheat, and swindle and get it. You go, now ultimately, it's probably not going to do you a lot of good. Because those of you, because people can do just the bare minimum and get an A in this. People can work really hard, produce really amazing work, and get the same A. You go, but yeah, is it going to come out in the walk? Oh, yes, it will. The fact that you work harder and stuff like that is going to pay off for you in your business. It's just so, that's why it doesn't bother me when I go, I'm not very impressed by what you thought. I don't think you should be put in charge of IT. And you go, but that wasn't really the class. The class was to get an exposure to it. And you did. And you provided evidence that you actually gave it some thought. You actually did crack open the book. This is, that's all this class is really about. You can do a lot better. And you'll be, you'll probably be a better manager for it. Says, can I tell you though? If you apply these principles to your family, they're gonna stake you up to a tree. Nobody wants to be managed like that. they'll take it when it's their livelihood. But don't manage your family. They'll hate you. I gotta do a little bit. Come on. So yeah, it gives me hope for the larger future. That everything will be okay. You know? Everybody says, well, God's like being the CEO of a major corporation. And you go, oh, so what you're saying is that only CEOs of major corporations on earth will qualify for that. And that's basically what they're saying. Yes. That's exactly it. And you go, okay. All right. And then you tell them about Arthur Christmas. You know? And you go, yeah. You go, now, if you want to be the chief operating officer of heaven, I'm sure God will appoint you. says, but you gotta understand, that's not being a god. So that's being an angel. You can be a huge angel, and that's a great job. Some people love that kind of stuff. They really do. It says, good. It says, but that's not being a god. Trust me, you'll have somebody over your head that says, this is the way we're going to do it. And you're going to go, but that doesn't make any sense financially. I don't understand. And you go, just do what I say. I don't want your budget reports. I don't want to know what's going on that way. You're in charge of that. If you don't do a good job, I'll just replace you with somebody else. You transfer to another god, it's fine. But we're going to do it this way. You know, the resources, you go, do you forget to whom you talk? I am a person with unlimited resources. I can behave any way I please. It's not a zero-sum game, my friend. If I need more material, I'll give them. If they need to be in a certain shape, a certain fashion, if they even need to live, I will get them to make it so. Like down here on Earth, we can't do that. We can't do that. You can't do it that way. And you go, who are you talking to, God? You're talking to the ultimate guy who can pretty much do things however he pleases. Now, his knowledge of things exceeds yours quite a bit. So, I'm not saying that there aren't principles upon which God has to abide like anybody else, but they know more. They know what they can get and what they can't get. Ta-da! So, yeah. Because you do, you'll run up against people and they say, well, I've got to be the CEO of a major company down here if I expect to get anything in the world. I mean, in the attorneys. And you go, no, I don't think that's the criteria at all. To be honest, I think it's a parenting job. It the way God does it, and you go, I think surprisingly, I'm not doing a half bad job, but I compare myself to God. Not that I'm good on any level like he is. You go, hey, buddy. Yes, Matt, this is going to be the way that you pass through the world. In my car, I appreciate it. Oh. Yes, maybe. I don't know. I might be lazy by then. I'm pretty lazy right now. What am I talking about? Anyway, we're up in the mountains, for instance, Matt. And you're up tramping up there because you've finally gotten tired of having to deal with me, so you just decide to go out and walk by yourself. Some bear's gonna get you. Well, Matt, I might let you have one. If you're going to be going off into the bush all by yourself, you probably need a weapon. So make sure you don't kill somebody or they'll lock you up in jail. So you got to be careful. You got to keep your eyes open. Don't shoot the orange bears. That's the important one. Bears don't wear green camouflage. Something funny about them. I don't know why they don't do that, but they don't. And yeah, when I look at my Heavenly Father, it says, and I don't think anything bad about him at all, although everybody else seems to. God's not behaving the way he's supposed to. And people go, well, why is he mad at me when I talk like that? And you go, because you're actually attacking his job performance, and that pisses everybody off. I don't care who you are, I don't care what you do. If somebody is complaining about your job performance, you're mad. So then why on earth do you want to antagonize God like that? Because I think he can do a better job. It's like, okay, that's real dumb. He's the boss. He's not very demanding at all. People sit around at the coffee shop, maybe even drinking coffee, and chitter-chattering with all the people around them. If they talk about getting baptized and becoming like God, they're the best people. They're the most likely ones to get to heaven. See? Are they doing? Are they lifting a finger about anything? No. Are they spending their time having the prettiest lawn? No. But they're going to get to heaven before you do, because they're actually directly doing what God says he's doing. This is hilarious. Everything that everybody thinks for sure is what God once said, didn't they? They think going out and working 80 hours a week at you know, horrible physical drudgery labor is the road to heaven. And you go, when did I ever give people that impression? I just said, it's better to stay busy, be idle, you'll get into trouble. You won't make it if you're just an old bum. And you go, that's it. I didn't say how you were supposed to work. I didn't say how many hours. I didn't say any of that. Said you'd have to work to get your food. I didn't make any requirement beyond that. And it's natural. You know, to a certain extent, people aren't going to just feed you for existing. Although, I say, good.
This one's looking a little better too, just a little.
Let's wait a little while, a few more hours. I think we might give it a little bit more. See if we can get him back perky again. Oof, before the cell walls start breaking down, where's the deal is, and they're just goners. I think. Yeah? Okay. What did that mean?